Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Oh, welcome this morning here to Being Real with Owen Farley right here on Impact 103. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm telling you, I have chosen to delight in it and rejoice in it. And I just know that God's got an awesome plan for today. I'm just going to trust Him that whatever this day has in store, I'm going to move according to what He has planned. So this right now, though, is a time where we get to be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. You know, yesterday we were talking about striving to enter into the rest that God actually has for us. And for me, a lot of times God brings me into this place where He's just like, get with me into my presence, break off the old things, because I'm bringing something new. I'm taking you into a new level. And as soon as you get into that new level, all of a sudden you feel like I'm kind of stumbling a bit sometimes. You know, it's like you're finding your feet, just like a kid would. You find your feet and you stumble around, and until the time when your legs actually get used to that kind of level. And I think it's like that the same in our faith. You know, we have to walk around. And it reminds me of a scripture in Isaiah 35 verse 3. It says, "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble and tottering knees. Say to those who are fearful and of a hasty heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, He will come and save you." And I, for one, love that about God. I love that about God, that He is strengthening me, giving me everything that I need. And I'm going to make it through the season. I was telling Stephen yesterday that I am going to make it through the season. I've made a decision. It's not going to keep me down. I'm going to fight the fear, master myself, and stand tall. So if you're feeling the same way, like you just need to break out of something today, and you need God to come in, strengthen you, and bring vengeance against anything that might be coming up against you, stay tuned, because it's going to be an awesome time with you today. That one gets me pumped. I really enjoy that song a lot. You know, one thing about once you're rested and in the presence of God is that you actually step into a place where you have enough energy to really actually shake things off. You know, like sometimes, I don't know, I find with myself, I get like complacent. And I don't have what it takes. Like, I just want to relax, just want to chill. But once you rest in the Lord and He's the one that gives you the energy, man, it's just like a different way of living. You know, so one of the things that I've found that really helps me shake things off, get up and go, is actually just to make the decision to step out of myself, to serve others, to think of others. You know, whether it be making someone a cup of coffee, or whether it be, I don't know, serving in some way, you just look for things that you can do for other people and it snaps you right out. So right here on Impact, something beautiful is going to happen this December, because we aim to give Christmas presents to 200 children ranging from the ages of 3 to 12 years old in Esteres, Nalmapius, and Silverton areas. So what we're planning to do is to fill a shoebox with Christmas gifts, which may include educational items, toys, clothes, Bibles, stories, toiletries, all valued to about 250 Rand. So please, if you would like to be involved with this, make one, drop it off at Impact Radio's offices by the 30th of November, which is tomorrow. So you only have like a little bit of time to do it. But if this is going to help you snap out of everything that you're going through, do it. Do it for somebody else. Get on it today. Bring it through to the offices tomorrow. And if you live far away and you're unable to buy and drop off the gift, but you still want to support the Shoebox Surprise Project, then you can deposit 250 Rand into the Impact Radio's account with the reference Shoebox. So for any more information that you want, just WhatsApp us Shoebox to 0713640376 and you'll get a message with all that information. And I know that together, if we decide and make that decision, we can really make a difference in the lives of the children this Christmas right here with Impact 103. And I love that. I love actually stepping into a place where it's not about me, but it's about others. Philippians 1:28. And do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponents and adversaries. For in such consistency and fearlessness will be a sign, a clear sign, a proof and a seal to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and an evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God. Ooh, that is a scripture that just hits me in every place at the moment, because I remember just being in this place this week and even like a few years back of just saying, Lord, I need you. I need to get out of just, I don't know what's happening. I just need to get out of this. And as I was spending time with him, he said to me, Owen, don't forget your role. And as he said that, I was like, God, what are you talking about? He's like, don't forget your role. And at the more I started to press into God, I realized that I couldn't be hindered by what other people were saying that I needed to do, hindered by rules or regulations or what's socially acceptable, what's not. But actually to be just honest, truthful in my expression, truthful in my worship, and lift up a shout to just break everything. And so I put on this worship and I just went for it at home. I just went for it. And then all of a sudden I found myself in the middle of worship, just shouting, Jesus! And it did something. It did something. It broke something as I stepped into kind of the opposite spirit. I just did something and allowed Jesus to step in. And right there in that moment, it just became so different. So if you need that, please, please take this next song and just stop whatever you're doing. Close the doors where you are and just shout out to the Lord, because this one for me, oh my gosh, it's just powerful. Let the valleys be raised up, the mountains be made low. I pray that that did as much for you as it did for me. If you're looking for that song, that is Elevation Worship with Lion featuring Brandon Lake. And must admit, it really helped me to hold fast. You know, this it reminds me of the scripture that says, you will not need a fight in this battle. Just take your position and stand and watch and see the deliverance of the Lord your God. And right now I'm going to read this other scripture, because this one is also flames. Hebrews 10:35. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you need steadfast endurance so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what has been promised. I'm telling you, I want what has been promised to me from the Lord. And I've made this decision. I've made this declaration that enough is enough. I'm going to step up in this season, actually take these feeble knees, make them straight, strengthen everything, and just place myself in a position where I know that I'm going to be strong to allow God to do that for me, to fight those battles for me.
People know Jesus.
You're invited to celebrate Engine Somalia Convenience Center's 10-year anniversary. Spend 100 rand in the quick shop, spin the wheel, and stand a chance to win your share of 20,000 rand in Engine One App vouchers, which can be spent on engine fuel in the quick shop or at the new Cafe 365. Get down to the Engine Somalia Convenience Center at 105 Edward Avenue, Hennops Park, this Friday, the 2nd of December, 2022, to celebrate with Engine. And Impact will be there, broadcasting live from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock. T's and C's apply. Engine, with us, you are number one. Impact. You know, this is how we fight our battles. It is so different to fight our battles in the kingdom than it is in the ways of the world. Because how do we fight? We get in the presence of God. We praise Him. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I love that I don't have to make myself strong, that all I do is take the position of a worshiper, take the position in my heart to say, God, I release everything, I place it in your hands, and I'm trusting you to be just what you say you are, the Lord of hosts that is going to deliver me from every single thing that is coming up against me. Ephesians 6 verse 10, it says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him. I love it. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which is boundless. That strength which His boundless might provides. Oh, so powerful, so powerful. So let's make a decision, a decisive dedication of our lives and say, God, I'm going to enter in. I'm going to enter into your presence. You. The Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
King D Music featuring K Anthony, Trust. And if you are looking for those words, just like I have been here in studio, they mean, even if it's painful, even if it's hard, hold on. Co-written right now by the one and only Tondi with King D Music. And it's so good to have you here, Tondi and Luco. And right now, it is time for that time of the week again, Challenge for Change. The Word of God. It's quick. All right, we're laughing here in studio because I've just said to everyone, all right, guys, challenge me with 1 Corinthians 13:4. And they're like, only you, Owen.
Owen is like the master.
Oh, my God. Of long scriptures.
Of long scriptures, yeah. I've got it under wraps.
I mean, it helps me, guys. I don't know. Like, for me, like learning scripture like this challenges me because like in the moment I'm like, okay, Lord, I can see like I'm trying to be selfish right now and I'm trying to be doing this right now. Okay, so let's go straight into it and let's see if you guys can test me out. Okay, you guys ready?
Uh-huh. Yes, we are. Luke, go for it.
Actually, I was just going to say, just dive into it. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4.
All right, let's
go. And here's the thing.
Yes.
No errors.
No errors.
Ah, come on.
All right.
Come on.
It's right. Owen.
I'm on your right. side.
Okay,
Owen,
okay. You know what? We'll give you grace.
I'm closing my eyes. Okay.
Just paraphrase
paper
even.
Is done. All right, here we go. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It says, love endures long. It is patient and it is kind. It is not envious, nor does it boil over with jealousy. It is not boastful, vainglorious, and does not display itself haughtily. Love is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly.
Hey.
Love, that is God's love within us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking.
Hey.
It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it and pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Love does not rejoice in injustice, but it rejoices when right and truth prevail.
Come on now.
Love. Ooh, don't tell me. I've got this.
You got it.
Right and truth prevail. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless, regardless of the circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out, becomes obsolete, or comes to an end.
Very good.
You probably
only skipped like your love bears up under anything and everything that comes, and there was another one, but you literally did the whole thing.
No, man.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know what's crazy about this, right? Is that this is the amplified version.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means that it has added
and then it explains and that's
it
what
breaks
he did.
Down.
And then he breaks those down.
I mean.
That's what I'm like, it's only I can't crucify you for that little, not even a sentence, just a bit of a line.
Yeah.
And there was another one I think you also noticed at the start, but I'm just like,
huh? This guy, Professor Owen.
How go?
Well, I hope I inspired.
Yeah, definitely.
Because this is honestly what Challenge for Change is about. It's about actually taking the challenge.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's going to take effort. It's going to take work. But this is like what everything in our lives that really matters actually takes. And for me, the Word of God, what better place to put your effort, your energy into so that you can really have everything that you need to. Okay.
Perfect.
Now let's jump straight through to, I'm going to test you each on one.
Okay.
Luco, John 15:12.
I don't know it, friend.
All right. I'll give you a clue.
This is my
commandment.
Yes. That you love one another as I have loved you.
That's right.
I think so.
That is it. All right. Straight to you. So 1 John 3:17.
Okay. If anyone has I'm gonna paraphrase that, okay. Huh?
That's okay, go for it.
If anyone has goods, yet closes his heart to his brother in need, how does God's love abide in him?
Come on. That's right.
You know what I mean? Let's go.
Just because of the world, but that's exactly it.
Oh yeah.
And I love that scripture for today, because today is almost the beginning of a completely new month, and this month of December is definitely that month where we give, you know. And it's like, so I was actually chatting with someone the other day, and they were saying, man, I kind of feel bad, like, because sometimes I drive past people. It's like, I'm sure you guys have experienced this. You drive past or walk past people
definitely.
And you're just like, man, I want to help, but I'm not sure if I can trust what I'm giving, if it's going to go to the right place.
Yep.
But now I feel bad because I'm not giving. And you know what? I was realizing right there in that moment that even if that happens, God might be just showing you there's some other way that you can give.
There's a platform that you can give to.
Not only to that person, but I'm talking specifically maybe to that person.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to take out cash and give it to them. You might have food that you can give. You might actually can just stop.
Sure.
Roll down the window, give your time and say, hey, listen, do you know that Jesus loves you?
Come on.
Like, are you okay? Can I pray for you? And I know it's like a short moment, But like you
when
can
you're
take,
in the traffic lights, yes. before you know it, they've opened up again.
Yeah. But like that, giving that yeah. kind of love and just saying, man, I care about you. Do you yeah. know Jesus loves you?
Yeah.
That can actually take someone
yeah.
straight through yeah. and just, can you imagine the lasting impression on that person? Like, wait, mm. someone actually stopped, mm. told me Jesus loves me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and then all of a sudden you've taken their hand straight to God. You can't help them in their situation,
yep.
but Jesus can.
Yeah, man. And just to add, you know, on that, yeah. I remember hearing someone speak on this and saying that you don't have to worry about what the person you're giving to is going to use what you're giving to them for. Mm. Right? And
yes.
let's pick up a monetary
like you've given
terms,
it
right?
Release. Yeah, you've given it release.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it be about you, your part. You're seeing someone in need. Mm. What they do is now their own journey.
Yeah.
Or what they do with it is their own now accountability with God. You know what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying, like, especially because people will say, oh, I'm going to give him that money. He's going to go drink it. He's going to smoke it.
Yes. yes.
Release it.
Release
your
that.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Because how many times have we prayed to God, right? Asking for money, to be specific. And we had an intention of, Lord, I want to use this money for this.
Come on.
You know, Lord, I want to even tithe. And then you get the money. You don't even do. You know, none of that you asked for, but God gave it to you.
Have you been entirely faithful with the gifts that God has given you?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. No.
You know, one time here in the scripture, I love that sentence there. It says, if you close your heart,
yeah.
and I think that comes down to the main cracks. Your heart has to be pliable to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes. It has to be sensitive to that prompting. This is what I want you to do in this moment.
Mm.
You know? And that shows love.
Yep. Yeah.
That shows love. So, man, if you guys want to step out and actually make that like challenge in yourself, I'm going to love today. This is the challenge this month. I'm deciding to love. Man,
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Find a way that you can do it. Here on Impact, there's that shoebox challenge. Send, like, just message here at Impact on our WhatsApp on, what's it,
0713640376.
There it is. SMS. And just see how you can help out with the shoebox. And we will let you know on all the details that you can help out with that. Or you can find some another place that you can do that as well. Mm. But that's Challenge for Change for the month. Don't forget about this challenge because it's all about love. The whole gospel is about love.
Yeah.
And if you miss that, you miss everything. So don't.
Don't miss out on love.